Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
And I'm ready to go crazy because the Celtics are going all the way.
Hey, Nick, go handle our light work.
Bowl games matter.
I would like a cold cut sandwich.
Oh, attaboy, how bad?
You can call him Eamon Owens because he ain't got no D and he ain't got no J.
James Madison.
Turn your body cams off. Do what you do.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? It is Tuesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Crab Root Sports. I'm Mike. With me, as always, is the guy who cheated on me last night and backwards K baseball, Scott. Scott, how you feeling, man?
I'm doing all right, but I'm either listening slow or you're talking really fast. So could we?
I'm coming out of the gate hot. Here's why.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I'm amped up.
Just take a deep breath. Deep breath.
I didn't breathe
through that old.
I didn't. Part. No. And here's why. Today they released their Ted Karras is doing a special event on St. Patrick's Day, where it's
Saint. You get another hi hat.
Yes, I'm going for another
awesome.
Hi hat.
All right.
Ted Karras, if you don't know. Created the Cincy hat. He did it as a fundraiser and was trying to get Walter Payton Man of the Year. And there were so many people that said, Karras, if you win, I'm getting that logo tattooed on me. Well, he didn't win, but he decided to have... thank you, Scott. Real funny, man. Real funny. Anyways, Karras decided to host an event on St. Paddy's Day called St. Taddy's Day, where he is paying for the tattoos of anybody who wants to get the Cincy logo tattooed on them. And I found out tonight that I got a spot. So on St. Patrick's Day, I'll be getting a Cincy St. Taddy's Day tattoo. So I'm trying to see, Scott, if I can get it on a hat where the logo is like, where the hat is really
yes.
tall.
That's my goal. I was just gonna say, the logo, the hat needs to be a high hat on you. That would be fantastic. A high hat tattoo. That might be a first.
I want it so bad. So I was all fired up because I found out right before we came on that I got
That's
it.
Pretty cool. All that Karras has done, like honestly, like truthfully, he's done a really good job raising awareness and giving back and all that shit. I appreciate his work in the community.
He's a good dude, and I hope he stays here forever. Also with us tonight, no Mookie. So Matt Barr is sitting in. Dave isn't cool, wondering, are we roasting Matt in here? Absolutely, Dave. By the way, Dave isn't cool. Great Instagram follow. Go find him. Barr, how you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm just really amazed that you're going to get a Cincinnati tattoo, which is going to give you one more Cincinnati tattoo than Cincinnati championships you're ever going to see in your life. So, you know what? My high hat's off to you, Mike. Congratulations.
You dick. I thought, you know where I thought you were going to go on that one? You're going to have one Cincy tattoo, which is one more RBI than Joey Votto has in the postseason. That's where I thought you were going with that.
Oh, I mean, you're going to get a Cincinnati tattoo because, I mean, where are you going to go?
Oh, you son of a bitch. I thought with Mookie not here. By the way, Matt Barr, if you missed Backwards K Baseball last night with Scott.
Barr is such a fucking tool, according
Thanks,
to the comments.
Appreciate you, bud.
Oh, good
the
job.
Subtlety in that one was fantastic. just laying it right out there. We got an awesome show tonight. We got some football things to get to. There was a stat that I saw about the last top five pick from every team, so I want to talk about that. Also, tons of basketball stuff to get to. Before we do all of that, though, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking tonight. We are going to rate them on the Caesar scale. RIP Dog, happy birthday. Saturday was Caesar's birthday. 24. So we missed him. They had an awesome celebration for him. So we're doing the dog or no dog scale. Scott, what is in your mug tonight? Is it a dog or not?
It's a dog because I forgot to go shopping. So we're rocking Three Floyds Brewing Space Station. Middle finger again. Just as much of a dog as it was last week. I was sitting there and I'm like, oh shit. This is why I need to not buy like three or four beers at a time, because I'm like, all right, I don't have to go. But then when they run out, I always forget them the last one. I'm like, oh shit, I need to buy beer. Yeah. I'll have to remember next week. So yeah,
that happens. That's all right. If it's a good beer, it's worth repeating.
Oh yeah, no, it's good beer, and I don't want to go to waste. So
all right, fair enough. Matt Barr, what are you drinking? Is it a dog?
I don't know what the longer running thing on here is. It Mookie talking about gambling? Is it 9/11 references? Is it talking about your fantasy football team? Or is it Scott Frieden to go fucking shopping for a goddamn beer?
Hey,
craft brewed sports.
Let's not.
We all have been there. Like, don't come in here all judgy because the comment section is blowing your ass up. What are you drinking, you pudgy ginger?
I am drinking Hardywood Brewing here in Richmond, Virginia. It is Tropication Juicy Hazy IPA. On your old scale, it would have been a one brusher, but on the new scale, it's a dog.
All right, fair enough. I like the homage to the old one brush scale. Man, Bar, the comments are great. Kevin, giving you a little Semper Finance. Good to see Maddie. Tyson hit us with his favorite remark towards you that's ever been on the show. Your name is Matt, the sickest burn he's ever heard. That was from Not So Cool Jules.
I got that because I talk shit about Taylor Swift, which is the most basic of basic things. And then she came back with, you have a basic name. And my response to that is, I didn't fucking name myself. But Taylor Swift is something you chose to like. So here we are.
Gabe hit you with the tiffies. So there you go, man.
You're welcome for my service.
You got a tiffies there. Scott, I don't know. Oh, there you go. We got Chris in the comments.
Chris giving me shit already. Good to know. Good to see Chris tuning in.
Robert Taylor wants to know, we're doing Matt Barr. Matt is the type of dude that style roasts. Absolutely. Look
yes,
like roast.
All day.
Type of dude Ryan. That roasts. Whatever you want to do, roast up Matt Barr in the comment section all night long. That's what he's here for. All right. Let's check the comments and see what you guys are drinking in here. I got to go back. Good Lord. There's so many roasts already. Dude, God. All right. Gabe is drinking Space Dust IPA from Elysian Brewing Company. 8.2% ABV. He said that's a dog. Rexamillion is drinking Lost State Distillery's Franklin 4 Maple Whiskey. Oh, my God. Does that sound fantastic?
Yeah, that sounds stolid.
He says it's a dog, so I believe him. That's one that you don't like. That's just a straight sipper. Pour that
for
neat.
Sure.
You're not, if you're mixing that with anything, you deserve to be punched in the dick. Sarah is drinking a Yazoo Su Imperial Smoked Porter, 9%, the biggest fucking dog. Good Lord, Sarah.
Wow.
Sarah's going,
got
Sarah
going hard in the paint on a Tuesday night.
Got Sarah dropping F-bombs in the comments 8 minutes into the show. Look at her go. That's got to be a dog.
Scott wants to know, no Mookie or having to deal with Matt is a tough joke.
Sorry, Scott.
He also is drinking a Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Imperial Milk Stout. I'm brewing 12%. Scott going hard in the paint on a Tuesday. Pounding the 12%er on a Tuesday night. My man. Jared is drinking Hot Bullet Magnum Edition Double IPA. I don't know why he put Magnum in all caps. That makes me feel dirty just seeing that, but he said it's best.
It's Magnum Edition for his Magnum Dong.
I was going to say, that sounds like compensating. That's like driving that jacked up F-250 on the highway with the dualies in the back, you know? Magnum. We got you, Jared. I see you there in Philly, bud. I see you there in Philly.
Scott, I picked it up. I pictured Danny DeVito saying it as you said it. Anyways, he says it's a dog. Robert Taylor, he's coming back up to his normals here. He's got Clown Shoes Brewing Snow on the Maple Tree, 11% ABV, Imperial Stout, aged in maple bourbon barrels. Dog.
That's kind of going just like light for Taylor.
Is no, like, 11% is pretty
strong. No. I just meant the list of ingredients wasn't like 2 pages long. Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't detail out every single hop that's in the beer along with the different malts that they make.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what a succinct description of your beer tonight.
Biscuit said he's at work sipping on, I think he means a
like zero.
It's like a zero.
it's like the amount of championships Mike's going to see from Cincinnati in his lifetime.
Wow, that's two within the first 10 minutes. Totally.
Kevin's drinking Basic City, the Horning, 5.4% honey hued lager. Is there honey flavor in that, Kevin, or is it just like honey colored? Like that, now I got to know about this beer because I dig me some honey flavored beer. There's been a few that I've had there, solid.
Honey brown.
Honey brown. You damn right, Scott. The one that got it all started.
The OG.
Tyson said Matt looks like the kind of girls' high school volleyball coach who screams at his players but also secretly wants to nail them.
I like Scott's comment better.
Matt looks like the kind of boys' high school that also really wants to nail them. Hang on, I gotta get there. That was well done, boys. Well played. I love the setup and the spike. Matt looks like the kind of guy who has a tramp stamp. Matt, do you have a tramp stamp?
I don't. 10 tattoos, no tramp stamps.
Very impressive. Hey, Gabe said magnums aren't any bigger. Have we been lied to? Is this just this is crazy.
I don't wrap up, so.
In the spirit of Mookie, pass.
Never had to find out. I don't know. I've just assumed. I am drinking the rest of my founder. Well, the next beer in my founder's pack. This is the All Day Haze, which you can't really see because of the screen. So this is their Hazy IPA. It's definitely a dog. It's a really good brew. Let us know in the comments what you guys are drinking, whether or not it is a dog. By the way, Kevin did confirm that is a honey flavor in that beer. So, Scott, that might be one we gotta find. That might, yeah. That's like big boy honey.
Why I had a honey flavored beer. That actually sounds really good.
Well, Chewy's local here, so if I can find out where he got it from, I'll get my hands on. I'll send you some.
Yeah, cool. Send me some. It feels like it's adult honey brown. Like it's not like the intro. Like that feels like a
adult real honey brown. Well, I mean, if you can't buy it in a tall can and brown bag it, then what are we doing?
For $1.99. That's what I love about Honey Brown. Rexamillion said they have boys volleyball teams. What kind of prep school show is this? all right, where do you guys want to go first? You want to go basketball, football, or baseball first? Spin the wheel, Matt Barr. Where do you want to go?
Oh, let's go basketball.
Okay.
Let's go basketball. Boom shakalaka!
He's too busy texting over there. Not
I know. Yeah, I know.
No, I mean,
didn't think you were going to smash Jimmy. You got
he to, really you is know. Filling in for Mookie tonight. Mookie, you paying attention? No? Cool. Holy nope. shit.
Tank said that Matt and I look like Irish twins who got into golf for the day drinking. that's actually kind of accurate.
Not mad about it.
That's pretty close. All right, let's talk some basketball. Two big records happening this past week. Caitlin Clark breaks the all-time scoring record in the NCAA, passing Pistol Pete, I can talk. And then LeBron gets to 40K, which is the first player in NBA history to do so. Scott, which of those two was more impressive to you, Caitlin Clark's or LeBron's record?
It's the first time I'm hearing about LeBron's record, so I'm going to go with Caitlin Clark. I didn't even know that man hit 40,000.
You seriously didn't know that?
Honest to God, I did not, but I've heard about Caitlin Clark all week. And, I mean, good for her. She deserves it. But, yeah, I mean, congrats to LeBron, I guess. He's played a long time. Volume score. You know, I mean, good for him.
Volume score. The stat that I heard that was craziest was the length of time between, like, his first point and his 10,000th point was the almost the exact same amount of time between his 30K and 40K. Like he's keeping up with the same offensive output at this age, which is crazy because he's like 2 months younger than me. So it's wild to me that this dude is still able to do what he does on the offensive side of the ball. It's absolutely bananas.
It is wild, but you want to know what's even more wild? I feel like and I'm not even joking, I heard more about Bronny in the last week than I did about his father because of all the, he's not going to play, you know, he's not going to declare for the draft and where's he going to get picked and ESPN removed him from, you know, the projections and all that shit. So I heard more about him than I did his father. So I guess good job, LeBron.
Matt, what's more impressive to you, Caitlin Clark or LeBron?
I'm going to go in a couple different ways here. I want to start off by saying what Caitlin Clark did is absolutely incredible, and I do not want to discount that in any way.
Here comes the discount. All right. Discount.
The record she broke from Pistol Pete Maravich. And I'm more talking about the amazingness that was Pistol Pete Maravich than trying to deride anything that Caitlin Clark has done. Pistol Pete Maravich set that record in 3 years because he wasn't allowed to start as a freshman in college when he went to college in the 50s. He was not allowed to start as a freshman. And he also did it with no three-point line. He averaged 44 points a game for 3 years in college basketball. Pistol Pete Maravich is one of the most slept-on basketball players ever. I don't think he ever gets brought up in any kind of conversations. I think he was that. Okay, Scott.
White people do not fail to remind you that Pistol Pete was really good at basketball. And I agree. Like, that's very impressive. But trust me, I've heard plenty about how good Pistol Pete is. Whenever the GOAT conversation comes up, somebody wants to, you know what, I've met Pistol Pete. Like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Look, I'm not putting him in a GOAT conversation. I don't have him in my top 10, even though I don't have Kobe in my top 10 either. So you guys can go ahead and take that what you will. What LeBron did, 40,000 points in being able to do it for, like Mike said, until he's Mike's age, is incredible. I'm just blown away with what LeBron has been able to do. Jordan's the GOAT, will always be the GOAT. There's no discussion. There's no, you have no argument that is going to sway me off that Jordan is the GOAT. But LeBron's impressive. That's really impressive. And to see him keep it up and keep doing it, even in this advanced stage of his career, it's impressive. Caitlin Clark did it in 4 years. If Caitlin Clark comes in and does the exact same thing in the WNBA, I will think that is as impressive.
One of those years,
LeBron did it for 20 years.
Like one of those years that Caitlin Clark had was a COVID year. So it's a shortened season. It's all kinds of weirdness. So I'm going to say, let's call it 3.5 seasons that she did.
Okay. 3.5 seasons, still very impressive. And her range is unlimited. She's like somebody else we're going to talk about later in the show. Her range is unlimited and she can really, it's very impressive. And I don't want to take that away from her in any way. And I think there's a lot of people that do try and do that.
Walk out!
Audio only.
Got him. Got him.
Jared, as Matt was explaining that, Jared said, Matt looks like the guy who's trying to mansplain why Caitlin Clark's record has an asterisk.
But no, and I don't want anybody to think I'm downplaying either. Like, I actually think LeBron is, like, it's very impressive. I actually just think it's kind of weird how I haven't really heard that much about it. You would think 40K would have pinged my radar a whole hell of a lot more, but no. I
don't know how it didn't. Like, I don't know what hole you're living in that never.
I can tell you about what Paul Skeens has done the past week, but I missed the LeBron news.
I can't believe they didn't break into your MLB radio broadcast to tell you that LeBron hit 40K. Like, no wonder why you didn't. That it all makes sense now. That's why you don't know, because they're not talking about that on Braves spring training.
When the Pony Express brings the telegram in a couple of days, I'm like, oh, LeBron got 40K. All right.
Quattro Z said, we may never see 40K points again. Tatum, maybe. No chance Luka's body lasts till 40, eating nugs and slamming brews. That is 100% right. Like, I feel like that's what's most impressive about LeBron hitting 40K. It's like I said, he's two months younger than me. Like, the fact that his offensive output at this age is still what it is. And you also have to consider the game has changed so much since LeBron entered the league when he was 18. Like, it's a totally different game right now from when he first started. So the fact that he's able to adapt, his game's able to grow and change, and he's still at the level that he's at is bananas. But Caitlin Clark's record is fantastic. Like, that's amazing. That's amazing that she was able to do that. I will say we should probably put some respect on the NAIA women's record holder, Grace Beyer, because she actually...
I mean, that's no disrespect, but that's not a name I've ever heard. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's got 3,961 points as the NAIA record holder. So, listen, it's still amazing what Caitlin Clark did. I also love that, like, now people are like, she should go back to college because she's going to make more money in college than she will in the W. And I don't know how people don't realize that NIL is just endorsements. Like, those aren't going away because she's going to Indianapolis.
You mean to tell me that there aren't rich Iowa boosters giving hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars to girls to go play basketball at Iowa? They're not doing that. That's not worth. They're spending it on the football team. What? I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what to do with this.
All right, Robert, I'm sorry. I have to address this, Matt, because Robert's in the comments saying, I am honestly shocked but not shocked that there's a discussion about whether or not both feats are impressive. I think we all agree both feats are impressive.
They really
just want to know which one is more impressive. Like, that was just a jumping off point for us. Which one impressed you more, 40K or Caitlin Clark breaking the record? Like, there's no... We're not downplaying either one of them. They're both amazing.
The show's going to be pretty short and boring if we're just like, all right, they're both impressive. Next topic.
One more thing I wanted to put about LeBron and his longevity in the NBA. When he got drafted, I was still very much in high school.
You young bitch.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I'm now approaching where we have the overzealous people already prepping for our 20-year high school reunion.
We didn't even
like, so much. He's been in for a very long fucking time, and to be playing at that high level and with no injuries, which I there's been injuries here and there, but he's never had a catastrophic injury in his career. And that's something that, as we've seen with a lot of NBA players now, that's really impressive. I mean, Derrick Rose lost his career to injuries. Brandon Roy lost his career to injuries. LeBron has managed to stay healthy the whole way through. It's just Jordan's a GOAT. 40K is the most impressive thing that happened in basketball this year.
Guys, is it bad that, like, whenever somebody brings up the fact that LeBron hasn't had a major injury in this lengthy, lengthy career of 20 plus years, that there hasn't been, he hasn't missed significant time because of injury. And all I can think to myself is, dude must be on something. Like, there's no,
first thing I thought when, while Matt was talking about that, I was like, how many PRP injections has he had?
He's on some good shit, good for real. Like, there's no way you can go 20 some years and not have an extended athlete. That's insane to me. That's insane.
Put them all on steroids. Get rid of these steroids rules. Just bring steroids back. Let's see how far the human body can go. It's these people's lives. If that's what they want to do to themselves, they're adults. Let them make choices. I want 80 home runs in a baseball season. I want to see 81 home runs. I want to see someone average one home run for every other game.
As long as they play for the Braves, I'm here for it. Let's go.
Just bring steroids back. Let the guys do it. And everybody bitches about the hitters reducing. So were the pitchers.
We should have everybody on steroids. You can't go out there and be like, go ahead, do whatever you want. But I do think you can designate one player. There's one steroid freak on every team in every sport. And it's just the guy chained up in the locker room. And then eventually they release the shackles and he comes out like the Incredible Hulk and just fucking mashes people. That's what we need.
Mike. So who is that guy on the Reds for you? Scott, who is it on the Braves? I'll think about for the Mets. But let's go to Mike first. I'll start.
On baseball already?
Yeah, yeah. I can start because it's obviously going to be Pete Alonso. Steroid that motherfucker up, chain him in. He's already taken BP underneath with shirtless. Like, he's already insane. Let's let him get actually ripped and not this chubby Ginger, like me and Mark, Mike are like, just let him go nuts.
You and Mark
go nuts.
Who's this Mark guy?
My brother. He's also kind of a chubby ginger, so you know it works.
Scott, do you have an answer of who you would want to see as the Royd guy?
But I'm going the opposite way. I want to see Spencer Strider throw 110. Like if we're going over, like, oh, and another 27 up, 27 down strikeout game for Spencer Strider as he was unhittable, pumping in an averaging fastball at 109.5.
I'm gonna throw out a name. I'm trying to find the picture just so that people who aren't familiar with the Reds can see who I'm talking about, but Stuart Fairchild is my pick from the Reds because he looks like he's 12 and I just want him to get to the point where he looks like an adult male playing baseball again. Like he looks like he's everybody's little brother out there. So I want him on steroids.
That actually would be kind of funny if on like some teams just got screwed and was like, a deep bench guy, and he just like he goes from being a deep bench guy to being a utility guy. It's like, actually that's a guy on roster. Like he plays everywhere on the diamond. He's pretty solid. He's nothing special. He's got like 20 home runs. Like,
you know what?
But he plays every day.
That's an idea, Scott. They should do a lottery with your 40-man roster on day one
on who gets
and
it?
just spin it. Like who gets it? Oh,
damn it.
Brandon a middle Nimmo. Reliever.
Okay, Brandon Nimmo gets it. All right, here we go.
Chris is nominating Christian Encarnacion Strand for the Reds to be the designated.
60 bombs incoming.
There's some good ones in the comments that people are saying. Also, Quattro giving you an A+ steroids take by Barr. So there you go, Matt Barr.
I like Tyson's choice here. Ellie De La Soul. That's pretty silly. That'll work. Also, he should totally switch his walk-up song to that.
That he should. He really should. Tyson saying LeBron once fell down because somebody blew in his face. First of all, no, he didn't. He was disgusted by his breath. And Tyson, you should know that was Lance Stephenson. As a Cincinnati fan, you should know that that's who that was that blew in LeBron's ear and grossed him out on the court. Just unreal. Robert Taylor had to pull it in. Every high-level athlete is on something. Even Patrick Mahomes is probably on EPO. So I'm not talking about like something under the radar. I'm talking about the fact that LeBron has gone 20-plus years without any significant missed time. That is not just like
just crazy.
Normal. Yeah, it's not normal like athlete stuff that's being taken there. There's some magic that's happening. There's no way.
Sorry, I mean, even Tom Brady with his TB12 missed a year because Bernard Pollard murdered his knee, which, you know, American hero. But, you know, even he missed a whole season. Other than that, he was out. But I don't think LeBron has LB23.
Besides load management, I really can't remember a time where he missed extended time. And that's coming on top of all the Olympic games he's played and all that other shit. Like, it's the more you think about it, the more impressive it becomes, but also more unbelievable that he's not on something. Like, there's no rational explanation. My brain isn't wrapping around, so it just comes to the conclusion that there's something unnatural happening.
Tyson pointing out why maybe we should rein in the let everybody do roids, let them all do whatever they want. Because he mentioned Trevor Bauer's roid rage, although he called it rude rage, would be too much to handle. So that's a good point. There's probably some guys that you should be like, this guy's not, he probably shouldn't.
Maybe Anthony Rendon can get the roids and he'll want to play 162 game season.
No, he won't.
He'll cap it at 100 and be like, I did my 100. I gave it 100 this year. I gave it 100.
I want to talk about this ad campaign that Nike put out in Iowa, because Nike just
delivered. Ooh, the one on the buildings?
Yes.
That shit is dope.
Good. Yeah. So after Caitlin Clark broke the record, Nike did all kinds of cool shit. They had a video ad that played in the stadium right after halftime that like listed all of Caitlin Clark's accolades and then said, and now your new point record holder, Caitlin Clark. But they also had this billboard display in Iowa where they put Caitlin Clark on the side of a building, a giant drop-down billboard, shooting the ball. And then on another building half a block away is a basketball hoop with the sign that said, "This was never a long shot." And it is easily one of the best ad campaigns I have ever seen. And this is what I'm saying, where Caitlin Clark isn't going to lose these deals by going to the W. It's not like Nike is going to be like, "Well, never mind. You didn't come back to Iowa, so we're not going to pay you money now." Like,
also,
all the NIL deals.
How great is this ad campaign from the same people that these MLB jerseys came from? Like, what the fuck? Like, how do you pull that off and then flop so hard on the
This is where they spent the money.
Although that would be funny if they're like, "Sorry, boys, we spent it all on the billboard for Katie."
It'd be amazing if this billboard was see-through and they were like, "Damn, we used the same fabric."
It's extra funny when, like you said, that her leaving college isn't going to lose her any NIL deals, which I completely agree with because it's all endorsements. But there's people advocating for her to stay in Des Moines, Iowa to make more money than she will anywhere else. Des Moines, Iowa.
I mean, let's face it, she's going to Indianapolis, Indiana, so it's not much of an
upgrade. Iowa was so bad that Kevin Costner was once asked, "Is this heaven?" And he had to say, "Nope, it's Iowa." He couldn't even say it was heaven. He had to tell them straight up, "It's Iowa."
This is a great campaign, and damn, Quattro just fact checking everything. He said Bo Nix got that same billboard treatment. To be fair, I don't remember.
He went to Nike U. Of course, he got it.
I don't remember seeing the Bo Nix billboard though, so I might have to research that. Mookie, get on that. Go find that for us. I think this is a cool homage to Caitlin. I think it's a cool thing for Nike to do. There was also the billboards that they put out that just had like all of the shit that people got wrong about Caitlin Clark when she was like coming out of high school, and things that people had said that she just proved them all wrong. So pretty cool all around. I want to get back to LeBron for a second, because LeBron was also in the news for something else this week. There's a rumor going on around. Scott, I don't know if you know this, because you might not have talked about this on the Braves broadcast, but Ohio State fired their men's head basketball coach recently.
Yeah, I heard
they
that.
Are in the market. Okay, just making sure. I didn't know. You know, I didn't know what they, you know.
Yeah, LeBron was advocating for somebody to get that job. Somebody in his inner circle, I'm guessing. I just saw LeBron trying to get someone hired.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. LeBron wants FAU coach Dusty May to get that job. And this is the rumor. This is all unsubstantiated. We don't know if this is true, but this is what people are saying. And the reports are that LeBron wants Dusty May, and he has said that if Dusty May gets the job, then his youngest son, Bryce, is almost assuredly going to sign with Ohio State. So he's going to go to Ohio State. And LeBron said, "And I might even be inclined to help out the program with a large donation in the millions." So this is where we're at with college athletics, where LeBron is now trying to influence who gets the head coaching job at Ohio State. Now, Dusty May has come out and said, "I don't know anything about this. I have no idea. It's great if he really does think that highly of me, but I would be surprised if he even knows my name," even though everybody knows Dusty May's name if you follow college basketball. Scott, how do you feel about LeBron imposing his will now, not just on the Cavs, or the Heat, or the Lakers, but now Ohio State? His reach is expanded.
You took what I was going to say, because I was like, man, I guess when you get bored with puppeteering the NBA and orchestrating all the deals in the NBA, you just figure, all right, I guess college is the next logical step. Like, I'll just go control things there. All right. Good for LeBron. Like, man, I got to get fucking money like that to just be able to just go entity to entity and control it subtly. Like, I want money like that. That's real power.
Matt Barr, what do you think about LeBron putting his fingers in the Ohio State mix here?
This is why I don't watch college basketball until March Madness.
This month.
It's March.
I don't care. I don't care about college basketball anymore. When I was in college, I would sit down, I would watch, and I knew
you cared about 50
different players. I knew 150 different players. No, James Madison was really, really bad when I was there. They weren't
But earlier this year, you cared about James Madison.
I watched 5 minutes of college basketball outside of JMU basketball this year, and it was Duke shit their leg against Wake Forest, and the guy go, "Ooh, I got hurt."
Ooh. We'll talk about that in a second.
That's the only college basketball I've watched. I don't care. It's so many one and dones anymore. College basketball doesn't matter. If LeBron wants to influence it, go for it. Who cares? He's from Ohio. He's been Ohio State supporter his whole life. Shocker. LeBron is trying to prop up Ohio to be the 48th best state in the country. He's really doing his best to raise it up to that level. And you know, I gotta take, you know, high hats off to him.
I'm gonna put that hat on here in a minute. Biscuit said, "I love how LeBron is influencing Ohio State, but is like, fuck the Akron Zips from his hometown." It is funny that he's like, "Yeah, well, I'm a big Ohio State fan," because LeBron is the biggest front runner that I've ever seen. So he's a big Ohio State guy.
So how quickly does LeBron change his allegiance from Ohio State to Akron once 70,000 people have taken the Akron Zips to winning 16 straight NCAA championships in NCAA 24? Does he become an Akron Zips fan after everybody really just chooses the Zips to take that title? I don't know.
He's basing his fandom on the team that people are choosing in EA Sports college football.
Cal State Fullerton is about to get full LeBron support. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
Rex Million wants to know, is he going to have his kid play all 4 years and break the NCAA record so his family has both records?
I would. That's how I really would.
Well, if he is, you know damn well Bronny doesn't have a shot at breaking that record. Gabe pointed out Bronny is getting paid $50,000 per point. So it makes sense. But they do say, everybody has said that Bryce is the better player out of LeBron's kids. So this is supposed to be the better athlete. It's just that Bron wanted to play with Bronny. So that's why that was always a big story with Bronny coming up. But Bryce is supposedly the better player. So I guess we'll see when he lands at Ohio State with Dusty May and has a chance to take the Buckeyes to a title.
For those of you keeping track at home, by the way,
it's so weird. Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Real quick, I just looked up Bronny's stats, went to the Google machine. He has played 21 games. He is averaging 5 points a game, which means he has been paid $1.1 million this year to average 5 points a game in the Pac-12.
Oh man,
it's good money if you can get it. But I mean, if your dad's got as much money as he does, probably doesn't give a shit. That's like his allowance.
Cool, give it to me, Bronny. I'll pay my house off. We'll be good.
I don't even need that much, man. Just give me a little bit. Just give me a taste of that.
Let me average 1 point a game in the NCAA.
I just want. I'm like a college kid. I just want free meals and team gear. That's all I need. Like I don't even need money. Like just go on ahead and give me free shit, please.
Tank wants to know, how does Lou Holtz feel about Clark going to the WNBA? Lou Holtz is very excited for Caitlin Clark. That woman has done some amazing things throughout her career, and it's great to see that she's going to continue that career into the WNBA. I wish her nothing but the best of luck. I think the Indiana Fever are going to have a great season next year with Caitlin on the team. Their ticket prices are up. People are excited. It's going to be a good time in Indianapolis. It's a good time to be in Indianapolis. That's all I'm going to say here as Coach Lou Holtz.
Fuck me, Mike. God damn. Holy shit.
It doesn't impress me, but it still gets me every damn time. Every damn time. It's so good.
We've heard Caliendo do Madden. We've heard Caliendo do Gruden. I really want to put you in a room with Lou Holtz and just put it on camera just to see what happens.
That's the funny thing. The voice is nothing really like Lou Holtz. It's so exaggerated, but that's what makes it great. But Bar Sarah pointing out, What accent do you have to contribute? We've got Mookie's "It's me, Mario." We've got my
actually. I want to see angry Lou Holtz witnessing Mike make fun of him. Mike, can you do an angry Lou Holtz as he hears you make fun of him? Like, this son of a bitch right here.
First of all, I would never say son of a bitch. I wouldn't say something like that. I'm also not going to take the Lord's name in vain. But what I'm going to do for you, son, I'm going to pray for you, okay? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to hit my knees, and I'm going to pray for you. Because there is no reason why a young man like this should be making fun of an 80-year-old man, okay? Lou Holtz has done a lot of good in his life. I pride myself as a man of faith, as there's a deep fly ball to left by Castellanos that'll make it 4-0 Reds.
38 minutes, market this promo. Oh, damn. Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Oh, that was fantastic. While you were doing that, I was trying to rack my brain, and I think the only thing I have is in Minnesota. You know, the Vikings might lose Kirk Cousins this year, and we're not a big fan of it. We're not a big fan of it. We really want to keep Kirk around. He really loves the Lord, and he takes us seriously, and we want to keep him around, don't you know? Don't you know? The Minnesota Vikings, we're going to be all right. That's all I got.
It's actually pretty solid. I like that one.
It's all right.
Tank I'll said right. He wants a vlog of Mike in character as Lou Holtz in Las Vegas during March Madness.
During what?
I would love to do that for you. I think that would be a good time. We could go to Las Vegas. We could talk to March Madness.
I wasn't ready. I didn't see him doing it. Oh, fuck.
The fucking costume. What the? Oh, Jesus.
The only problem is Xavier's on the bubble. Okay. So that's a team that I wish would be there, because normally seeing Xavier in the Sweet 16 is just one of my favorite things to do. There's two things that old Coach Lou Holtz loved about March Madness. I love seeing Xavier get to the Sweet 16, and I love seeing Cincinnati get knocked out the first weekend. Okay. Two of the best parts of March Madness. Probably don't get to this year. But old Lou would totally go to Las Vegas to cover March Madness just for you, Tank. I'll do that just for you.
The tag on the hat. So A+, man. A+. You win tonight. Oh God. There's no topping that shit. Oh,
I was oh prepared for a lot of things. I was not prepared for the costume change.
He's been sitting on that for a while. That's the best part. Is I knew that those things existed, but I'd forgotten, and I didn't. I wasn't even paying attention in the preview window that he was doing it. So when he switched the cam back to himself, I was done. I was fucking done. Oh, bravo, sir! Whew. Bravo. Whew.
Thank you. Whew. I appreciate it. Tyson said, "That's it. Show's over." This is just it's reestablishing.
He changed back. This motherfucker changed back. Pretty out of Lou Holtz.
Here's the truth. I've got that hat. I've got the glasses, and I've got an old 90s style starter pullover. Not like the one with the kangaroo pouch, but like an old starter windbreaker do a full Lou Holtz character. And I want to do supplemental content where I'm Lou Holtz answering people's questions. But I've been afraid to roll it out as its own side piece, but I might have to do it after that reaction.
Biscuit's got a great idea for LeBron and how he should spend his money. If he was LeBron, he would use his power and influence to get Buffalo Wild Wings to change the name of the California school to Lemon Pepper. That's how you use NIL money. I like that.
It's a shame it's not in Atlanta.
Again, real power. Like when you can just do whatever you want, just throw your money around.
It's amazing. All right, I got two more basketball stories for you guys real quick before we switch gears. This one is about Matt Barr mentioned Duke and Kyle Filipowski getting run over when Wake Forest stormed the court. And Jay Billis had the awful take of we should arrest kids that are storming the court. Arrest them all, give them citations, and that'll show those college kids, because what scares college kids more than anything but a citation? That'll stop them. It helps with underage drinking. It helps with urinating in public. It'll help with storming the court. So Jay Billis got absolutely roasted for his take, especially here on the show. We did a fair job of making fun of Jay Billis's take. Well, he is still catching heat because Jay Billis announced the Duke North Carolina State game over the weekend. And during one portion of the broadcast, the camera cut to Billis, and over his shoulder was a North Carolina State fan who held up his phone that had the crying face of Kyle Filipowski after he got hurt, or supposedly hurt, and just held the camera there the entire time Jay Billis was talking. This gentleman is A-plus trolling. This
what
is
a hero.
Eddie to the 10th degree. I love this man. I love his leprechaun-looking beard. I want to be just like this guy. That is fantastic work. Scott, as mayor of Pettytown, where does this rank on the scale for you?
Oh, I mean, that's an absolute 10. I mean, that's something that I wouldn't even think about. I was expecting like a sign, you know, college fans or, and college students are really good about making the sign that'll get you something real clever. But just holding that zoomed up photo of that kid. Oh, my God. That's so good. That is so good. And you know how many people are sitting at home like, what the fuck is that kid doing? Like, I don't understand it. Like, why is he holding up the picture of that kid crying? Like, oh, man. That's good stuff.
Matt Barr, do you like this level of trolling?
I absolutely fucking love it, because earlier this year, the James Madison, wait, how do I say it?
James Madison.
The James Madison Dukes were playing the Utah State Aggies.
The Utah State Aggies.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Lou. You're always right. Dynamite drop in. So they're playing, and there was a review on a play where it was so clear to see it on TV that it was going to be like upheld. Like, there's no way they're going to overturn it. A guy stepped out of bounds. The JMU football coach, Kurt Cignetti, grabbed his phone from a staffer and showed the referee where he was wrong on the phone. It didn't work. He got flagged 15 yards. Still a fantastic JMU moment. Love it. So holding up the phone is my new thing. I absolutely love doing that to people because it is now big enough and clear enough, and we've come so far in technology that it's not going to like do that chroma key thing. Hold up a picture of a phone up to a camera. So yeah, this is incredible. And also, if you go back and watch that video of Dombrowski or whatever the fuck Duke rich boy names is, you watch him get run over. Did he?
No.
Or did he stick his leg out and trip the guy?
Look, if we're playing block or charge, that was a charge. Filipowski, whatever the fuck. He initiated the contact, all right? It's his fault. I've watched the above, the overhead view. Absolutely. And Jared said, shout out to Kyle for coming back from an almost leg situation to light up NC State and throwing down dunks and warm-ups. Yeah, it's a miracle that man was able to come back from that injury. One more story to get to here on the basketball front. There's an NBA player who I found out is just like us, guys. Mike Muscala.
Broke?
Well,
autistic?
Oh, wait, what?
That took a turn.
That did take a turn. Damn. Just screeching it to a halt, Matt Barr. Hey,
again, filling in for Mookie. Well,
all right. This is Mike Muscala, who has played for three different teams already this year. He's played for seven different teams in his pro career. But apparently, what this dude does is update his LinkedIn profile every time he is traded to a new team. So his LinkedIn profile literally has experience. Basketball player, Oklahoma City Thunder, 1 month. Basketball player, Detroit Pistons, 3 months. Basketball player, Washington Wizards, 8 months. He goes through his entire career of just basketball player where, except for his initial run with the Hawks when he joined the league in 2014, and then going up to Oklahoma City in 2019, where he played for 3 years, he has not played for a team for more than a year. This dude just keeps getting kicked around. But I love that he updates his LinkedIn profile for everybody. And apparently, I looked it up. Like, I went to his profile to see if this was real or if I was getting fooled by something. He really does do this. And he pays for LinkedIn Premium. Why does a basketball player need LinkedIn Premium? Like, what is this dude doing finding out who's creeping on his LinkedIn profile with LinkedIn Premium? Matt Barr, when was the last time you updated your LinkedIn profile?
I deleted it a while ago. I deleted a lot of things a while ago. You might be aware. So, yeah, no, that never came back. But I got to respect this guy's grind because you know what he is? He's Gen Z. And Gen Z knows nothing but the grind. You got to be ready to go. You got to have a second hustle out there. You got to be ready to make that cash, chase that bread. That's what we're doing. You can't have any downtime. This is what Andrew Tate told us, what Joe Rogan told us. This is what all these guys tell us to do. All we have to do is go out there and grind. Every minute, from the minute you get up, you want to get up and you want to make sure. You want to get up at 3:30? I'm already up at 3. I'm already at the gym at 3:30, motherfucker. I'm already there. So that's what you got to do in this Gen Z scenario.
Well, I got
that's what this guy's doing. That's what this guy's doing.
What did you say, Scott? It got lost.
I said, that's why I got 2 podcasts. I'm hustling, baby. Making $0 at a time.
I feel like we're just losing money on these podcasts.
I know. Hustling backwards is what the name of the show should be.
Tank said that this rocks. This dude is going to get a job in sales after his playing days are over, which if you look at his career, probably not too far off. This man's going to be in a car dealership in no time here.
He got cut by the Pistons.
Yes,
they lost a record tying amount of games in a row this year and he got cut from them.
Tyson said Matt Barr is the kind of guy who tells kids to pull his finger.
Also, Rexamillion saying that you deleted LinkedIn because you posted a dick pic on the wrong social media.
If only that was the case. Moving on.
Wait, real. Before we get off of basketball altogether, where was it? Oh, yeah. Never mind. It was Yeah, that's right. It was football. Are we talking about football? Can we?
We can talk about football. But should we do? Gabe threw a Sip Chuck Drain Pour in the chat. Sip Chuck Drain Pour, ESPN college basketball announcers. I guess it's open to anyone, like any college. He didn't.
Yeah, I don't even know any of the college basketball.
Well, he gave us three. He gave us three when I go back up there and look at it. He said he was going to drain pour Jay Billis. He was going to sip Bill Walton, and he's going to chug Dickie V. So I think that's our three.
All right, there's your three: Billis, Walton, or Dickie V. Bar, camera's on you, so you go first.
I'm going to sip Bill Walton because that dude is so high.
Always. He's always high.
He has no idea where he is. At one point, he got mad at a team for being ahead and not making three-point shots. They're not taking three-pointers. Like, they're up by 10. He's like, oh, okay. And, like, I love Bill Walton. He has no idea where he is at any point. Here's where I get a little controversial because this latest court storming thing is the only thing I've ever seen from Jay Billis that I didn't like. And I think it's specifically because it was a Duke player that got hurt. So I'll give him a pass. I will chug, Jay Billis. And I'm going to drain pour Dickie V because he got really old really quick after I turned 12.
How dare you, sir?
That's all there is to it.
How dare you?
It got to the point where if I'm 8 years old and I can do your voice, you're kind of tapped out, bud. You're tapped out. You've done everything you can do. He says the same 10 things in a row. And look, my old man met Dickie V. They ran into each other outside a place in Florida. He says he's very nice. I'm sure he's a very nice guy. But just from a commentating standpoint, I don't think he brought a lot to the table. It's awesome, baby. He would do that. But, like, he didn't bring anything to the game except for like clips. He was a video game announcer. He said the same fucking 10 lines over and over again. That's all it was.
Scott, do you agree with this take?
Hell no. I'm sipping Dickie V because he's classic. I mean, he's a more competent Lou Holtz. I'm chugging.
Watch your mouth, son. I'm put you in your place.
I'm chugging Bill Walton because, I mean, hi. And drain pouring Billis. Not even because I necessarily have anything against Billis. I actually think Billis has been a great analyst. Like, I like him in studio a lot. But his horrible ass take last week and the fact that he played for Duke, he's got to go.
I am going to agree with you, Scott. I'm sipping Dickie V too, just for the longevity. I am chugging Walton because he's hilarious to listen to and watch, and then drain pouring Billis. Bar, apparently you look like you would play Carson Wentz in a movie about his life. I want to know.
So the irony of me wearing what I'm wearing right now, which is a JMU pullover, Carson Wentz went to North Dakota State. North Dakota State and JMU were traditionally rivals in FCS, excuse me. He lost a bet when JMU beat North Dakota State in the playoffs with a staffer for the Eagles and had to wear a JMU pullover. And there's a picture of him looking really sad wearing a JMU pullover. So
that's awesome.
I think this is pretty accurate. I'm down. I'm down. You want to sign me up? I think I got to put on a lot of muscle and learn to throw a football, but I'm in.
Tank pointing out, imagine being high as balls and getting paid bank to watch and talk about basketball. That's a dream job.
Right? Yeah, seriously.
That is the life. And now we need Sarah calling for a Dickie V voice. Rex saying that we need Dickie V versus Lou Holtz March Madness midweek recap show throughout March. That would be very solid. Bar, your take isn't that controversial. You've got some backup. Tank saying that Dickie V was living off the same catchphrases forever, like a pro wrestler doing the same thing for 30 years.
He's a freshman phenom, baby. It's awesome, baby.
Cool. And yet people love.
What did you tell us about the game? What did he do?
And yet people sat there and loved saggy tits Ric Flair shouting woo all the way to the end.
I don't like wrestling either. So
No, I know, but I like that wrestling take. Like I was never a Ric Flair guy. It was the same thing where it's just like, oh, he's had the same shtick his entire fucking career. So
is Ric Flair?
If you're good
at Dickie V of wrestling and Dickie V.
They're both the Super Bowl of what they do.
Tyson saying, you respect that man's team. Scott, you should respect.
Have we discussed his Bat Boy picture from the National Enquirer that we all saw in the
that was a 90s
in the grocery store line with your mom and she said, I'll be right back. Don't let him ring you up yet. When she ran back to grab a loaf of bread or something, we all just stand a Bat Boy just.
Did you guys also feel like you had become a man when you didn't have to stand there and wait for your mom to run and get stuff where she would tell you to go get something where she was like, okay, go. I need you to run back, get the chips. And you got to do it yourself. Oh my God. I never felt more alive than being alone, running to get something in the store. Oh, it was the best.
I was the biggest boy. I was the biggest boy. I'll tell you what. Go get the chips. I'll get the chips.
I'll be
you
right
remember
back.
Remember the clip from The Replacements when Jon Favreau was like, give me the ball. I got you the ball. That's what my mom was like. She said, go get the chips. I got you the chips. And I was just jumping up. And, yeah, I got him.
I wasn't on acid like Matt, but I did like pretend as like, oh, you need chips and you need them now? Oh, we supermarket sweeping this thing. Yes! I'm hitting that chip aisle and knocking all the bags in the cart and flipping that bitch around. Oh, shit! I grabbed a couple of hams in aisle 12 while I was out there, Mom. We're getting all the money. Let's go.
The hams.
I'm just imagining
the hams on that show. It was
the hams always got me, dude. I'd always be yelling at the TV. I'm like, get the hams are the most points. Don't forget to grab the inflatable bottle of pop. Get it.
I'm just imagining Monica Kaiser going, put them damn hams back, boy. What you doing up there with them?
That's mildly racist. Don't do Monica Kaiser again.
That's Matt Barnes' voice on the show. Sorry, Scott. He does a Monica Kaiser impression. Everything's gonna have to be as Monica Kaiser. Gabe said, there you go, Matt. All right, let's switch gears real quick. There's only one story this week, which is surprising because Scott, I think, stole everything yesterday on Backwards K. Let's talk baseball.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
It's gonna be so hard to talk baseball with you now, man, knowing that you're doing like a real show the day before where you guys are actually like knowledgeable about your shit.
I know, but that's fine because let's be honest, I'll talk about this shit twice a week. I don't give a fuck. As many baseball podcasts as I'm listening to each day, it's why I don't know what the fuck LeBron's got going on.
You did mention a story last night where you said that you were worried because the Braves were set to announce stuff about Ronald Acuña's injury and then decided to wait until the next day. And you were very nervous. You're like, it's never a good sign when they put it back. And I'm just bracing myself. And 100 wins is out the window. And you got ripped on pretty hard for taking the take of, man, my best player went down, and now we might
not be a rough year. Adversity in March.
But everything's good. The Braves announced that he will likely be ready by opening day, but not before a little tomfoolery on Acuña's part, because Acuña came out to talk to the media carrying a bat and using it as a cane and kind of limping, and then smiled and walked away normally to say, look, I'm fine. He pulled a Willy Wonka on the media outside of spring training is what happened.
He should have hit the roll, though. Like, he should have completed the job and hit the roll. But also, back to that Braves announcement, so weird that they just come out in another, you know, middle of the evening yesterday. Well, we don't have anything to announce because he went out to the West Coast and the time difference. Because, you know, in the 24-hour news cycle, everything closes down at 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Like, sorry, we don't make announcements anymore. And then at exactly 7 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast, they sent out that tweet. I was like, did the intern, like, type it all up and hit the tweet later button and just time it for 7 o'clock? So it came out, I was like, don't worry, everybody, everything's fine. Bet we had you. Couldn't just say last night, like, it's all good. We got the same report. I was like, damn, that was kind of shitty that they waited till the next day just to say, yeah, he's fine, just like we told you.
He's good. It's all good.
No worries.
Tyson said I'm sitting in the cuck chair right now just watching Scott and that other white guy clearly whisper about baseball in each other's ears.
I mean, that's a little harsh. It's not that. I mean,
Sarah pointed out there was a lot of knowledge dropped yesterday. You guys did. You guys brought a lot. Like, you came out of the gates hardcore to be like, listen, this is why you need to listen to us, because we know what we're talking about, which I understand why you can't do that on our show. Like, nobody can compare to that level. Like, we're just like, baseball, right, guys? Hey,
we did. Well, I mean, to be fair, this show isn't for the minutiae. Every time I find myself breaking down anything at any level when we get it, I'm like, oh, God, this is getting too, like, detailed. Like, let's move on, or somebody crack a joke about Africa or something so we can get off this. It gets weird when we start getting real
specific. You're the one that has to do that. Otherwise, we get the race card.
That's fine. Trick. I mean, again, I'm somebody. Like, did you just say I wasn't? Is that what you're trying to say?
Rex Million wants to know, Sip Chug Drain Pour, who are you sending to get chips, Matt, Mike, or Scott? I'll give you Rex's answer first. Rex is sipping me to go get the chips because he trusts my speed and athleticism. and the fact that I'm going to get them correct. Like, I'm going to get the right chips. I'm not going to screw you over and get the party size when I know we're not allowed to have the party size. He's chugging Scott, and he's drain pouring Matt. No reasons given, just the,
only reasons for why he's picking to sip you. Got it. The athleticism too, like the 40 time on Mike's chip getting.
I'm an athlete, dude. I'm in good shape. Didn't you see my Schmedium shirt last week?
I want to see Mike. Yes, we all did. Mike sitting there swim moving to get to the chips, just batting old ladies out of the way.
I'm hitting carts with the truck move and just fucking shit over.
Wait, hold on, I got a good question though. What are the chips you're bringing back? Like, what chips did your mom send you to go get?
All right, so if mom sent me to get the chips, then we're getting Snyder of Berlin kettle chips. That's what she wants. That's what she's getting. If Pop sent me to get the chips, then they got to be the Lay's Classic is what.
Oh, God, it's a dad thing. Yeah. It's a fucking dad thing. Because when you said it, I'm like, Dad sent me to get the yellow bag Lay's. There's no doubt. It's not even a question. Go get the chips. What flavor? Flavor? My dad was no nonsense when it came to the chips.
I guess I had a different brand of white folks because Dad wanted the Snyder's hard pretzels.
Oh,
like the really big ones, like the ones you
that you got to break your teeth on.
Yeah. So that was Dad's, and then Mom's was Tostitos.
Wow,
so go get a bag of the Tostitos. Hint of lime.
Not even the best Tostitos. Those are bad Tostitos.
You're bad Tostitos. Fuck off. Hint of lime rules.
Dude, no, they don't. No, come on. They don't. Scott, break this tie. Hint of lime Tostitos, yay or nay?
They're not good. I wanted them to be good. I remember the first time I had one, I was like, oh, yeah, these are solid. And about two or three later, I'm like, no, these aren't really that good.
That's exactly right.
If I wanted them to actually have lime flavor, like I just squeeze a lime over the regular ones.
Are you eating them like chips or are you eating them with salsa? Because you got to eat them with the salt. That's the whole.
Of course you eat them with the salsa. They're still not that good. They're not that good. I'll take this on me. Maybe it's my fault. I had too high of hopes. I thought they were going to deliver way more than they would have. And I got them and I was like, this is weird. Not a fan.
That might be fair. I've been eating them since before I knew that hints of lime was a thing. The first time I tasted a regular tortilla chip, I got a little weirded out.
That's crazy.
So we've always been a hints of lime family.
That's crazy that you're getting like a normal chip at a restaurant. You're like, why doesn't this taste like cardboard and a little bit
of restaurant do you think I'm going to? I grew up in the whitest county in the United States of America.
Bro, don't act like every white county in America didn't have a Chi-Chi's, okay?
Buddy. My hometown growing up had one singular O-N-E
stoplight. Oh,
stop
I thought light. You just had a Chi-Chi.
I grew up in buttfuck nowhere. So we did not have ethnic restaurants. That was not allowed. We had a greasy pizzeria, and we had a McDonald's, and we had a Subway. And
I don't know.
Happy with whatever the fuck you got.
I know, but the problem is I don't know how ethnic Chi-Chi's was either. I mean, it was good, but there wasn't much ethnic about it.
Last name Smith. We didn't want it.
Kind of the white guy in the kitchen told us this was Mexican food. So yeah,
hey, look, all that mattered at Chi-Chi's was the fried fucking ice cream, baby. That was the shit.
Doesn't Chi-Chi's mean boobs too? Did somebody make that up in grade school and it just spread like the Marilyn Manson rumor?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that's right.
It was probably a South Park thing. It was probably Cartman said Chi-Chi and it was like, oh, boobs. And then they just roll with it.
Sarah is sipping Scott because he's a self-proclaimed fatty. She's chugging me and she's drain pouring Matt because he eats crayon.
Got him.
That was pretty great.
I'll take it. You're welcome.
So, Scott, you're fine. Your 100-win season is still intact, you son of a bitch.
Good. I'll trade the 100-win season for not getting beat by the Phillies in the first round. Thanks.
I just want to make it there. I just want to, I just want to be there. I just want to be in the room where it happens. You know, like
I just want to get invited to the dance.
Yeah, I just want to be there.
I don't need to be the prom queen.
I want to put on my nice clothes and have a night out. That's what I want. I just maybe one day
you'll get there.
Speaking of that, should we talk about somebody that's way out of money in football right now?
Sure. Excellent transition, Matt Barr. Let's talk football. The big news in the NFL this week was that the Broncos have released Russell Wilson. Mr. Unlimited is now a free agent. They have taken on a record dead cap number. It's like $85 million. It's more than the previous two highest dead cap numbers combined. That's the amount of dead cap space the Broncos took on to trade for Russell Wilson, sign him to a ridiculous contract, and then release him 2 years later and just have this massive dead cap hit. And somehow their GM still has a job. That's what I don't understand out of this whole thing is how do the Broncos still employ the man that put them in this position? Matt, you were very excited to talk about this tonight. You've been trying to tee it up all night. Go ahead, man.
I know I was texting earlier and I said basketball instead of football. So I really did this to myself. No, so there's two things. So you asked, how does this guy still have a job? And the answer is very simple. The answer is John Elway. John Elway had a son or daughter, I can't remember which, that went to UVA. And UVA is in Charlottesville, Virginia. Charlottesville, Virginia is about an hour and a half, maybe, drive for me from Richmond here. His exploits in drinking are still legendary in Charlottesville when he would go visit his child attending UVA, a very prestigious school. John Elway is a notorious drunk. So that's how the GM still has his job. Two, Russell Wilson has the opportunity to do the funniest fucking thing possible because Russell Wilson is being paid $40 million for the next 3 years by the Denver Broncos. If he signs somewhere else, the Broncos are still responsible to pay all of that $40 million minus the contract that he signs with the new team. So he could go sign with a team for a league minimum, $500,000, get paid less than Brock Purdy, who is being paid in whopper, 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 whoppers in San Francisco, and still cost the Broncos $40 million a year. And I think that's absolutely fucking hilarious. And I hope he does that. I hope he signs for the league minimum for 3 years, plays his career out somewhere, and cost the Broncos $120 million because that franchise is terrible. they won a Super Bowl. Good for them. They signed an over-the-hill Peyton Manning and limped their way to a Super Bowl. Von Miller won them the Super Bowl. That's fantastic. That is a poverty franchise. And they are stuck in a division with Patrick Mahomes for the next 10 to 15 years or 20, depending on what Robert Taylor thinks Patrick Mahomes is or isn't taking. So really, I love this for Russell Wilson. And this is actually the only time I've been rooting for Russell Wilson to do something smart, which is sign league minimum, fuck the Broncos. I'm a big fan of the move just because I want to see chaos. I want chaos.
Scott, how do you feel about Mr. Unlimited having unlimited?
I'm just sad that in his Broncos tenure, I never got to have a Danger Witch. I'm still trying to get my hands on one of those hot sandwiches at Subway because I heard they're dangerous and spicy, and I want a Danger Witch. It's just not going to hit the same if he's on the unemployment line. So please, Russ, if you could, sign with a team, any team. I don't care for how much. It doesn't matter. I just want to be able to have the signature Subway sandwich of one Mr. Unlimited. Please.
The rumors are Russ to Pittsburgh. Like, everybody is trying to make that a thing. And as a fan,
Mike Tomlin deserves better than that.
Correct.
This is the ultimate test for Mike Tomlin, because Mike Tomlin, regardless of what cards he gets dealt, he finishes with a 500 or better record. I want to see if Mike Tomlin can keep that streak alive with Russ under center. Like, that would be the put him in the Hall of Fame right now if he can continue that streak with current Russ as the signal caller.
Scott, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to break down the difference between Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson on a scale that I'm not allowed to break down.
From cornball brother to real brother?
However you want to phrase it, I need you to break this one down because I can't.
From lightest to darkest. What other scale could we go with? Real G to fake G.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, there you go. I mean, whatever you want. Like, I mean, that's why I don't want that to happen to Mike Tomlin. Like, I can't imagine Mike Tomlin waking up every day after all the white bread quarterbacks that he's had to deal with, and here comes white bread ass Russell Wilson, who's only like has more melanin, but is way more corny than any of the guys that he's had over there. Like, nah, I don't want to see that. I want it to happen to an, like, I keep seeing people say the Raiders. That would be funny to me because that's a win-win. Either he does well and he beats the Broncos and, you know, they look stupid and everybody gets a good chuckle. Or, I mean, he just continues to suck and the Raiders continue to suck and everybody wins because it's like, ha, 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 it's the Raiders and look at them doing stupid things like they always do. So I'm here for that.
Well, not to get too serious football on here, but Russell Wilson actually wasn't terrible last year.
He was actually, yeah, whatever. I saw
they benched him because they didn't want to pay him. And then
yeah. But he wasn't
still gotta fucking pay him.
He wasn't that bad, but he wasn't that good either. So you know. I'm okay with him going. Look, I'm confident with him going to the Raiders where I'm not worried about any of it mattering. Okay.
Let's put it. I think Gabe has the right question here, Scott. What is Russell Wilson?
Ooh, he's neither. That's the problem. He ain't a widget or a nougat. Like, he doesn't qualify for either. He's a cornball nougat. How about that?
A cornball nougat. I wish more than anything that we could actually make the title of this episode Russell Wilson is a cornball nougat. There is no way we could actually do that.
Hey, you know how it is with the algorithms on YouTube, and they have my face on there with like some shocked look, and then Russell Wilson cornball nougat question mark.
Like, oh, I like Tyson's idea.
To watch, so
I like Tyson's idea. You can call him a cornball naysayer.
There you go.
Ooh, there you go. He is definitely a naysayer. He be naysaying all the shit. He's like, Future, that ain't good music. I'm just saying.
For what it's worth, I did have a season with Russell Wilson as my quarterback on my fantasy team because I want to check all the boxes to make sure we talk about fantasy football. We talk about 9/11. We talk about Mookie. We talk about all the things. It was Russ Wilson's cornballs. So I think it's pretty generally well known that he is a cornball.
Yeah, he's definitely a cornball.
Neither a nougat or a widget.
Tank saying he's Mr. Unlimited. There is only one. And Big Murr saying let a naysayer know. Murr, congrats to Big Murr, by the way. I was born on leap day last week.
All right, week. Less money, less free time. All right.
Dude, I don't know if you've seen pictures of Murr's baby boy, Deuce. That kid has more red hair than I've ever seen in my life, and I've grown up a redhead. Like, that kid came out with just a full head of red hair. No doubt about it that he's Big Murg's kid.
And you know what? I got to give credit to Murg, too, because, you know, big ups to that. But he's also on the hook for that baby for 72 years. It's usually 18, but he decided to have it on leap day. So it's whether or not it's his. 72 years, that baby is his. On the 73rd, he's going to find out it wasn't his. So, you know, there it is.
Nice reference. I dig that. Listen, well, I want to talk about this stat that I saw because with the by the way, did either of you guys watch any of the combine? Was anybody intrigued by what happened at the combine this week?
No. Okay. It's the fucking underwear Olympics. Who gives a shit? They're having quarterbacks pass against ghosts. They're having guys run routes against nobody. They're having them stripped down to where they're not playing pads and they run. Who cares? I used to put so much stock into the combine. And then my buddy Cordo Z, who is Casey in the comments, said it to me the other day. And he goes, the combine is for confirmation, not for scouting. It's to did you think you saw what you saw on the field? Then we're good. Otherwise, you're going to draft these freaks, and that's how you end up being the Raiders drafting Darius Hayward Bay, 7th overall, because he ran really fucking fast. You could end up being the Bengals drafting John Ross at 9th overall because he ran really fast. Who cares? Who cares? Just let the underwear Olympics be what they are. Nothing. Confirm what you thought you saw on the field and go from there. That's all it is.
Scott, did you have any interest in the combine this weekend?
I didn't hear LeBron scored 40,000 points, so you know I wasn't watching this bullshit.
I mean, let's be real. I'm like, Matt, I used to be locked in. Like, day one of the combine, woo, let's go. Like, got my snacks ready. Gonna watch these dudes run. Gonna watch them do drills without pads on. This is it. Gonna see the future Niners. Woo! I haven't watched a combine in years. Actually, it popped up the other day that it was happening, and I was like, it's already time for the combine? Like, huh. Imagine that. Fuck the combine.
I miss Caesar so much right now because he totally would have come bombing in about Xavier Worthy running a 4-2-1, and he would have been so pumped about seeing that and would have talked all the shit about it. God, man, just every time. There's always something in the show that I'm like, man, Caesar would have hopped in with a funny-ass take at that point. As soon as I said combine, you know he would have been like, let's go. Let's go, Xavier. Let's go. The only reason why I like the combine is all the dumbass quotes that come out of it. And there were four really good things that came out of the combine this week. There's a tight end from Illinois, Tip Reeman. I don't know how to say this dude's name, but he was asked, are pigeons real? And he went full Rusty Featherstone on us, fellas. And said, quote, have you ever seen a baby pigeon? How do we know that power lines aren't pigeon recharging stations? Does that help or hurt his draft stock, Scott?
Helps. A guy that's thinking that deeply about pigeons, I want him in my locker room.
Matt Barr, help or hurt his draft stock?
Help. I was just in New York City. I didn't see a goddamn baby pigeon once. They're fake. Help.
That's really true. You've never seen just a nestling of pigeons. Like, oh, look at the little baby pigeons. It's not a thing.
Never. I've never seen a pigeon nest. I haven't seen
Do they nest or the?
Actually, take
some like time. Mammals. They have like natural birth.
Take some time. I'll talk. I'll vamp. I'll keep this going. Google pigeon nest because this is one of the funniest things that is ever possible. This bird should not be alive. This is why I'm convinced it's not real. Because while both you boys are googling pigeon nest, it's fucking hilarious. These motherfuckers grab like a stick, singular one, and they lay it on the ground like, yeah, there goes the egg, and they lay it on top of some 85 fucking thousand square foot building, and they're like, yep, this is where I want to be.
I just found one. We're gonna have to hang on.
Yeah, pull them up because they are fucking absurd.
It's not even great. That this pigeon has this fat ass pigeon has four sticks on a welcome mat, and the egg is right in the middle.
You know, I'm not gonna disparage the pigeons like that because I mean, some people call pigeons the nougas of birds, and so like, look, that's all they can afford. That's all that they got. They're can do with what the government and what the other birds will allow them to have. Like, they want to have better, but they can't. Like, so, you know, he's just doing what he's got to do to survive. And look,
so
just like just like rest of us nougas, hey, still flourishing. Like, we may talk shit about their nest, but you don't see no lack of pigeons out in this motherfucker, do you?
So are the pigeons gonna vote Republican because they love shoes? Or
no. I mean, these pigeons might need to go back where they come from.
Race card.
For real, I can't believe I've never seen like what the fuck is that? Like seriously.
I don't know. That's amazing.
Here's some sticks. Good luck.
It's amazing. They asked the wide receiver from Washington, I can't think of his name right now, can you land a plane in an emergency? And he said, absolutely not. We're going down. Like,
I mean, again, a guy I want in my locker room. Honesty. Like, what? How else are you supposed to answer that? Like, oh, no, we'll be perfectly fine. I have my pilot's license. No, you don't. You ain't here to play
exact
school.
Quote, I believe the exact quote was, we're going down, all souls perished.
Yes.
Was the exact quote for it. And I got to tell you what. Nice. There's a wild statistical line. Like, girls will ask their guy if they can land a plane, and they say, like, 70% of them say they can. Look, I've sat in the cockpit of an F-18. You're welcome for my service. No. No training and no one in a tower can direct me to land a fucking plane. I can barely land a plane in a video game, and I've got two joysticks and four buttons. No, it's not happening. No, 0% chance. So stock up. Stock up on that guy.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry. Stock up or down, Scott. You're going up on that one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, again, the thoughtful answers. Thoughtful answers. I like it.
This one came from a wide receiver in Texas. They asked him, are birds real? And he said, quote, that's a crazy question, bro. I will say I want a pet parrot once I get established, just so I have somebody to talk to at the crib. Stock up or down?
Down. That's so pathetic and sad. I don't want that guy bringing down the mood in the locker room. Like, I got fucking dudes getting hyped up for the game, and he's over here like, oh, I'm gonna talk to my parrot. Or the Mr. Parrot. No, stock down.
Bar, stock up or down?
Stock up. Stock up. I work remote from my house 5 days a week. I talk to my dog a lot. I wish my dog would talk back. So stock up.
All right. Fair enough. Stock up. Next up is a safety from Texas Tech. This is our last one. They said, question, what's something you don't believe in? And he said, quote, I don't believe in space. I don't believe there are, quote, other planets or stuff like that. My man just doesn't think space is real. He looks out at the sky and goes, nah, that's all bullshit up there. You see all that stuff? That is all bullshit. I don't believe shit. None of that shit. That's all. Fuck all of that shit. Scott, stock up or stock down?
Up? I feel like I don't know. I stock up because this is like next level flat earther. Like, no, Earth is round, but space don't exist. Like, other planets don't exist. But yeah. I believe this motherfucker's round, but I ain't no way I'm buying that there's other planets out there. We're alone.
Stock up or stock down?
Stock down. This man really thinks he's Truman in the Truman Show. Get the fuck out of here. You think everything's just centered around you and it's just dots painted up on a fucking ceiling? No, fuck out of here. Down.
Also, he's from Texas Tech, and as Scott pointed out, he tweeted at us earlier, and he left a comment about it a little bit ago. Texas A&M is a school that created a weaker jalapeno. So they like created a jalapeno that is more profitable and not as spicy. So another reason to hate Texas A&M. They got football players that don't believe in space. They're making weak-ass jalapenos out here that are price gouging us. So in Caesar's honor, fuck Texas A&M forever and always.
And you said it was the guy from Texas Tech said he didn't believe in space, right? It was Texas Tech.
My bad, Texas A&M. Tech, not Texas A&M.
Yeah, well, Caesar also always said, fuck Lubbock.
That's so true.
Fuck you, Lubbock. Fuck you, Lubbock, Texas. Fuck you.
My bad. The edible's kicking in. All right, real quick.
Oh, shit.
There was like music playing for a little bit. Like one of my tabs just started playing music and I got very confused at 1.1. I don't know if that came through to the broadcast, but I was close.
It did not.
He said it was kicking in. I think it kicked in.
It's very.
I think Mike's.
It's extremely kicked in at this point. I think we don't have much more to go, everybody. Listen, there was a graphic that I saw on Instagram. It was the last time every NFL team has had a top five draft pick. And there was a one in here that just blew my mind. Like, everything seems pretty standard when you look at this. Yeah, Seahawks 2023, Colts 2023.
I was going to guess the Steelers. I was going to guess
the Steelers. Have not had a top five draft pick since 1970. Terry Bradshaw was the last top five draft pick that the Steelers had in the NFL draft. That is insane, fellas.
It is, but it's not. How many coaches have the Pittsburgh Steelers had since 1970?
What, like three?
Four total.
Pretty good guess.
Like, it's not. Look, when you look at all these teams, poverty franchises are poverty franchises for a reason. Pittsburgh Steelers are fucking royalty. I hate the Steelers. I hope they lose every fucking game every year, but Mike Tomlin still wills them somehow, some way to 500 every single fucking year.
Right. Even
if you got Mr. Unlimited, so, he'd still fucking do it.
So my like counterpoint to this is like, yeah, I mean, that's cool and all, and it's wild, but like, how many picks have they had like in the teens? Because, you know, they're just finishing like barely above 500 and
well,
shit.
Well, that's the
like, all that time. Like,
it feels like in that time, the Steelers, like, don't get me wrong, it's a good franchise overall, but you would think that they would be winning more, like the more titles than what they are.
Right.
It's almost like
they have the second most in NFL history.
No, I know, but I mean, when was the last one?
When was the Bengals' first one?
Ah, fuck you. Listen, I'm
stop
not...
Stop throwing shade if you can't back it the fuck up. They've... The second most of all time. Look, I hate the Steelers.
I mean, I get that. I understand that.
Franchise is they're consistently in it. They're consistently in the playoffs. When they miss the playoffs, it's a big deal. I don't... Look, I understand your bias. I understand it. You've got
it in your heart. It's not even biased.
We installed the turf... We installed the turf that the Jets and Giants had, and the 49ers definitely didn't have two players tear their ACLs on back-to-back plays. Exactly. We're going to be fine. So what you're doing is you're just internalizing all of that.
Looking at this list while Matt rambles on, I mean, there's also some other standouts. Like, who would think that as woefully terrible as the Saints were for most of our childhood, that they haven't had one since 2006? Like, that's a fucking eternity. I mean, obviously, the Patriots, that's not shocking, but yeah. Like there's other numbers that jump out that are just like, huh, I wouldn't have necessarily thought that.
I'm kind of shocked that the Chargers are 2016. It feels like
that's like a long time. Yeah, even the Titans the 2018.
I would say the Bills at 2014 stands out to me too.
The Raiders at 2019, like, wow, that's a drought for them. They've been stacking up top five picks for a long time.
My point
is this actual having pick, or you finished in the top five and had to trade away your pick?
It's just the most recent top five draft pick. So okay. It could have been
you traded into the top
five. Yeah, it could have been you traded into the top five.
That makes it even more wild that the Steelers traded into the top five.
Okay, so when you look at the Steelers Super Bowls, and Matt, I know you're trying to label me as a hater here, but this is not to hate on the Steelers. This is to point out what a top five draft pick can do for your franchise, because the Steelers drafted Bradshaw in 1970. Then they won the Super Bowl in 1974, 75, 78, and 79. Then they went through a drought and won in 05 and 08 and have not won since. They haven't had an AFC championship since 2010. This is a franchise that, yes, historically great. I agree. One of the best ever, but you would think that they would have more than what they've got. And it goes to show you that, like, finishing in the middle is – it could just spell disaster for a team where, like, if you're just constantly in that middle pick, you don't have that chance to really jump up and make a deep play. Like, look at some of these teams – well, I guess not towards the top because good Lord. Well, the Lions. The Lions are a good example of a team that had a top five draft pick in 2022 and are on the cusp of being a Super Bowl team. Like – you would,
because they traded for a quarterback. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things you need, and the number one is a quarterback.
That's fair. That's a fair.
Well, that's like, if you want to talk about the Steelers, they've been around for 91 seasons. 91 seasons from 1933 to last year.
91 seasons. They only got six Super Bowls. That's not really good numbers there. That's
how many games. How many seasons the Bengals played, Mike? If we
not that many, it was what, like 1950 something when the Bengals.
So they're only 0 for their last 70. Fucking cool. The Steelers are 671, 578, and 22. To have a franchise around for that long, to have that stark of a winning differential, almost 100 wins over 500, it's very impressive. It's very impressive.
It's
and again,
impressive,
it comes down
to, you didn't
to,
have a top five pick in all that goddamn time. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because they had consistent coaching. The coaching is consistent.
I get what you're saying, but like they finished in the top 10 and not one time during that time did they even like, you know, toss somebody an extra draft pick just to move up and get that guy that they were targeting. Like that blows my mind because you could understand if a team didn't finish in the top five through all that time. Like that would be impressive on its own, but to not have picked in the top five for any reason at all, either having earned somebody else's draft pick who finished top five or trading into that top five, that's mind blowing.
Well, it really is. And when you really break it down, I mean, they stumbled into Big Ben at 17.
Right.
And then fell into their lap at 17. Like, yeah, we'll take him. And then they had him for a quarterback for the next 15 years.
Like, yeah, that's a great point. What happened in the Matt bashing? We've slacked off. She makes a fantastic point. He's over here throwing out stats about the Steelers. Tyson said it's too many numbers. You're taking shit too seriously, Barr, okay? The comments need to come at you here and take you down a peg or two. Like, this is a little much. Also, fuck the Steelers. Okay,
Sarah, that was a little far.
I think she's talking about Big Ben.
Okay. Yeah, that's not it. Yeah, that's not Big Ben. As long as we're talking about Big Ben, we're good. I'm sitting here giving the Morpheus
you got a guilty conscience, my dude.
Shit.
One last I like Scott's comment. That's perfect.
Barr is literally bizarro Mookie.
It's true.
Tank saying Matt defending the Steelers and giving them their flowers. What the fuck? Accurate. That's the correct thing, Tank, right there. What the fuck? Matt Barr, what the fuck?
I respect good franchises when they're good. That said, the Yankees can die in a fire.
You can respect franchises all you want, okay? But fuck the Steelers on this show.
It doesn't hit the same without the hat and glasses now. Just
it doesn't. No, you gotta have them on hand.
I can only do it in the hat and glasses now. Damn.
Yeah. You've set the bar. Like you went there. Now that's the expectation.
Damn.
Go big or go home, dude.
We're gonna have to figure out a code word so that I can costume change whenever I have to go into Lou Holtz mode, where you can vamp for me. All right, we're into overtime. I don't have a cue for this yet, but it's coming. But one more story for you. Scott, over 10,000 athletes have signed on to be a part of EA Sports College Football 24. That is 87% of the way to EA Sports' goal of 11,000. If they hit 11,000, they feel good about it. But 10,000 guys have said, yep, I want my name, image, and likeness in this game. I will take the $600 and the copy of the game. Just happy to be here.
Take that, Ed O'Bannon.
Fucking Ed O'Bannon.
That motherfucker.
He's robbed us of 10 years of this fucking game. 10 years that I could have been playing this game.
Seriously.
Oh, instead, what a dick. Ed O'Bannon, you son of a bitch. Anyways, one name has stood out as having declined the offer, and that is Arch Manning. And the reason that was given as to why Arch Manning is not going to be in the EA Sports College Football 24 game is because he wants to focus on playing on the field. Does Arch not know that he doesn't have to play the game to be in it? Like he could do two things at once. Like this is the dumbest fucking reason that anybody is given to not give their name to something that he wants to focus on what's happening on the fuck you, Arch Manning. Listen, man, I was a fan of Arch. I wanted to see him do well at Texas. I wanted this kid to be like the next coming. I hope he never plays it down. I hope he ends up like Jimmy fucking Clausen. Fuck Arch Manning for not signing on because he wants to focus on the playing on the field.
And see, you said you always see this was my God. I wanted to hear Caesar's take on this fucking story. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as I saw Arch Manning, I'm like, damn, I wish we could hear what Caesar has to say about this. Cause you know, he would spin the fuck out of this one. You know he would spend the fuck out of this because there's no way you could be on the side of Arch. Like that reasoning doesn't even make sense. He would have been better off like fuck it. I come from royalty. I don't need the NIL.
I don't need your money. Yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, I would have been like, okay, it's a dick thing to say, but I respect it. But to be like, I'm focusing on my play on the field. Huh? Like the other 10,000 guys are head in the clouds because they're going to be their likeness is going to be in the game. What? How does that even make sense? And I also can't wait for the first modders to get their hands on it and completely accurately create.
Put them in there.
Like, yeah, day fucking zero. That's what's going to happen. So congrats, I guess, on taking a stand.
Oh. It's going to be great when Texas is led by March Anning and he takes the national title. Matt, you're an avid EA Sports College football fan. How do you feel about Arch doing this?
So the announcers have already recorded all of their lines. They've recorded them months ago. They're ready to rock and roll. They already know how to say Arch. They already know how to say Manning. Whether you like it the fuck or not, take your free $600. Take your free copy of the game. You're going to be in the game because someone's going to put you in the game. Like Scott said, modders are going to put you in the game. They're going to give you one of the four white face models that you have because that's all EA will grant you for white face models. You get fat. Kind of fat, not really fat, and then the sharpest face you've ever seen in your entire fucking life because we don't know how to generate white people. So that's what EA does. So you're going to be able to put that on Arch Manning, and you're going to be able to hear Arch Manning in every game. And also, Arch Manning not being in the game matters to exactly no one because right. Exactly what I was talking about earlier with the Akron Zips. Everyone is taking Akron, Cal State Fullerton. They're taking Louisiana State. They're not Louisiana State, but Louisiana Tech. They're taking all these random ass teams to the title. They're never going to touch Texas. Him not being in the game means fucking nothing. Congratulations, Arch. You played yourself. You don't get to play as yourself in a video game. The one thing you had an opportunity to do that college kids have been missing out on for the last decade. You missed out on it because you had to opt out to focus on the field. Get the fuck out of here.
God, I like that you put the comment up and haven't said anything.
Oh, I just wanted it to be up while he was ranting. But Matt, you look like a guy who thinks Arch Manning is doing the right thing because he respects the game and plays the game the right way, according to Tyson.
All right, bad boy.
Arch Manning's a real gym rat. He's a coach's son.
He's scrappy. He's the first one in. He's the last one out. He's in there. He's grinding the game tape. All right.
Like, I'm more
exactly
likely
what you want to do.
Here's how bad it is. I'm more on the side of the guy that space isn't real than I'm focusing on my college career. So get fucked, Arch.
Get fucked, Arch. What a great way to end this one. Let's talk about these beers and what we were drinking tonight. Rated on Caesar scale, dog or no dog, Scott.
I was drinking Three Floyds Brewing Company Space Station Middle Finger and both middle fingers up in a good way. This is a dull.
Matt, what were you drinking, dog or no dog?
Hardywood Brewing here, local in Richmond, Virginia. Tropication Juicy Hazy IPA, 7%. 7.0% IPA. It's awesome. It's clearly a dog here. I mean, it's dog. 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 Moving on. Dog.
I was drinking Founders All Day Haze, their Session Hazy IPA. The only downside of this is the ABV. It's only like 4.5%, but it's perfect after like two gummies. Right there. Feel great.
That should be their slogan too. This beer's perfect after a couple of gummies.
It would be awesome on the can. It was just like, take one and two gummies.
Good to go.
Rails off you.
Best consumed with two gummies.
It's a dog. It's a good beer. I highly enjoy this one. Tyson said Michelob Ultra never disappoints. Dog.
Spelled it wrong, but yeah.
It is. It's
D-A-W. Gabe saying that I believe in space. I don't know. I might. Depends on how much I believe in kids playing or being in a damn video game versus saying they're focusing on their play on the field.
But are birds real?
That's nope. Nope.
Like, seriously, that pigeon's nest. That was like the most profound thing that I've learned in a while, is that pigeon's nest.
Sarah said, Yazuzu, dog all day, so good. Tyson had his Michelob Ultra take. Rex a Million said maple whiskey all day, neat. It's a dog. Scott, Sarah with one question. Most importantly, what has space ever done for Scott? So that's
hadn't paid these bills or for these kids, so not a damn thing. tell Mars to come holler at me. Mars is on that Nuga shit, I'll tell you that. Pluto is the biggest naysayer in the Milky Way.
God damn it. God damn it. While I was on screen, you had to do that while I was on screen. Guys, you know what this was? This is a show. This is a show, fellas. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it, especially Bar's friends that hopped into the comment section and made fun of them. It's always fun seeing you, Budget Ginger. Thanks, man. We love you popping in here. Thank you guys for tuning in, for leaving a comment, for making this a fun show. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit that bell. You never know when new hosts content is going to hit up there. So just be subscribed, ready to go. Also, give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, at Crafty Sports, or on TikTok. Join the Facebook group. Tons of good people in there. All the people in the comment section are in there. Crack jokes throughout the week. Shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Go hit them up. Shout out to all the Belly Up Sports podcasts and the Belly Up Sports Media Network. Give them a sub rate and review. We will see you all next week. Cheers, everybody.
Taking my black ass back to Africa.
Fuck it, we ball.
Poop right now.